there's a situation in America, and I had a group of guys to do a song called Civil Commitment. It's an injustice in America. We have a sex offender law in America that entitle sex offenders to receive civil commitment. And it's based on a fake diagnosis that is losing traction as justification for committing sex offenders to psychiatrist hospitals. And even though these sex offenders are supposed to be committed civilly to a psychiatric hospital, they still are remain in prison even after serving a time on a sentence for the crime that they have committed. So these guys, they did a song called Civil Commitment, and I would like to play that song at this point and discuss a few issues of contacts that you can make with information regarding this Civil Commitment song. So check it out. It's entitled Civil Commitment.
But there's another little known law that goes much further, that can keep someone locked up for the rest of his life, irrespective of his sentence.
It's supposed to be therapeutic, not punitive, treatment, not punishment.
They tell me no matter how long and how much you treat these offenders, there is no cure. No cure. No cure.
But could it be constitutional to keep someone locked up once they've done their time?
It is a prison. It is utterly not a treatment facility.
You hold me on what you think, something I might do.
Might actually fit the definition of what someone would call a sexually violent predator.
But could it be constitutional to keep someone locked up once they've done their time?
Alternative to this is going to be long-term incarceration.
And I bet 8% might actually fit the definition of what someone would call a sexually violent predator.
This is the best hope for most of those men who commit these offenses.
But there's another little known law that goes much further, that can keep someone locked up for the rest of his life, irrespective of his sentence.
It's supposed to be therapeutic, not punitive, treatment, not punishment.
And they tell me no matter how long and how much you treat these offenders, there is no cure. No cure. No cure.
But could it be constitutional to keep someone locked up once they've done their time?
It is a prison. It is utterly not a treatment facility.
What you think, something I might do.
And I bet 8% might actually fit the definition of what someone would call a sexually violent predator.
But could it be constitutional to keep someone locked up once they've done their time?
Alternative to this is going to be long-term incarceration.
I bet 8% might actually fit the definition of what someone would call a sexually violent predator.
This is the best hope for most of those men who commit these offenses.
a nice song, and that song is composed by Mr. Clint Walker and Shabazz, and both of these gentlemen are under civil commitment at the Special Treatment Unit in Avenel, New Jersey. And I would like to give these guys my full support. You know, I really commend the guys for putting together a great track, you know, regarding the civil commitment and the conditions at the, this is from the Special Treatment Unit. So for more contact information, you can contact the organizations that's working towards reforming the sex offender laws. And they have a website, RSOL, reformsexofferlaws.org. Again, that website is reformsexofferlaws.org. If you like to learn more about the sex offender laws and how these laws could be reformed, I say out of every 10 families in America, at least 5, half of those family members are either incarcerated or had some run-ins with the law. So as Americans, we all are well aware of the judicial system in America and the injustice that affect American citizens. So as a citizen of America, I would definitely recommend that you get more information about this civil commitment laws, sex offender laws, under the Sexual Violent Predator Act that most states have in this country. You can send a letter to the president regarding this matter, especially if you have a family member or friend that's been falsely accused of a crime and being held longer than his sentence for civil commitment and don't meet the criteria for the civil commitment. As American citizen, we must fight against injustice towards our freedom, justice, and equality in American way. We also have to fight civil commitments under the Sexual Violent Predator Act, SVPA, that is definitely unconstitutional. No matter how the courts or the legal system try to justify civil commitment, it's injustice. And we would appreciate you, as American citizen in the community, be a part of a growing effort attempting to address abuses that exist within our country, United States of America, civil commitment process and environment. So, with no further delay, I would appreciate if you need more information regarding the civil commitment, or if you have someone in your family who have been falsely accused of a crime that's been incarcerated in American prison system, whether it's county, state, federal, or juvenile, or if you have any friends or family relatives that's been civilly committed on a sexual offense case. Remember, this is country is built on moral principles, Christian principles, religious principles, Islamic principles, Jewish principles, principles of the Native Americans, principles of one nation up under God. So, we also have a constitution. Our country boasts democracy. With a country that boasts democracy, we cannot act on hypocrisy to justify taking a freedom and liberty from American citizens. You think about it. Like I said, I'm not a political activist or anything like that. I'm just into the music. I'm a musical, entertainer. And I want to present these songs to you for your entertainment pleasure. But we also have to deal with serious issues that must be brought to our President of the United States of America, brought to the polls, brought to Congress, senators, governors, and those who represent your community in a political office. So I appreciate if you would contact them regarding any injustice that's taking place, not only within your own family, household, or friends, but in your community, to keep our community safe and sound and righteous. Take care. Good night. Good day. And God bless. Peace out.